Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Nerds and DJ Nerds and Mike.
What's good? It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice, man. Nothing Nice Radio, you know what it is, man. Shout out to everybody right now. Got a special guest real soon coming up. I see Miss Lala. Miss Lala will definitely be coming to you momentarily. But right now, I just want to tell you what's going on right now. Right now, we're up here in the streets on Blossom Trail outside of Crystal's Cabby. I got to say it like that. Crystal's Cabby, Orange Trail. Can I get my words together? Orange Blossom Trail. We out here. Is people are pulling up right now. You already know what it is. The sun's going down. You already know how Florida is, man. It is what it is. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice. Shout out to everybody tuning in right now from all over the world, man. Shout out to mp3wax.com. We're about to get into that news in a few minutes. Shout out to BNC Music Group. Good Times, you know, we're sponsoring the event on here. Shout out to Good Times Cigarellos. I think I just seen, he look like Pitbull coming through. I don't know. I'm just joking, man. I'm playing. But it is what it is, man. Shout out to LNL Films and Productions out there. I see y'all. MP3 Wax, your number one source for promotional service for major and independent artists. If you haven't got on there, man, make sure you get on there. Make sure you do that because I'm telling you, that's where it's at. I heard a little flick in the background because I know it's not a flick of the wrist, but I heard a little flick, so I guess that's Miss Lala on there. I know it is. Miss Lala, that's you?
Yeah.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just out here, you know, doing a lot of multitasking out here, you know, down here in Orlando. So, but we're about to get you in a few minutes because I know I got some stuff to say to you, and I know you got some stuff to say to me. Probably I'll say whatever I say. So we gonna keep it like that. You feel me? We're gonna keep it like that. So okay. Anyway, we can turn up a little. We got to turn up. You know, so we got to turn up a little bit. You know,
always.
If you're not enjoying life. You know, I don't know, hold on. I wish you could see me, because I'm right now. I'm taking off my hat, so just visualize me taking off my New York Yankees black hat and putting it down on the side of me, so I can say this part right here. Of all people, Ms. Lala, I know you. We know that you turned up, but we're gonna talk about this. See, you're trying to pull me in, but I got to get this preliminary stuff out the way real quick. Going to mp3wax.com. We officially break records. I know I got to laugh on the radio. It's funny. That's how we do. But I guess it's the Leo season. It's almost over, but it's all good. Make sure you go to the site. Superstar NYC. I'm glad he's back, man. Mayno interviews live on Hot 97. On the morning show video. Mrs. Milona Diana, Bite the Bullet. You know, OT Genesis doing it again. You know, a lot of people are sleeping on him, but I think he's all right. With featuring Lil Wayne, Do It, and also Kevin Gates. We did it already. Kevin Gates, we'll redo it. Kevin Gates tomorrow, 50 Cent, 9 Shots, and everybody's still talking about the NWA. You know, we're going to continue that, you know, with Ms. Lala in a few minutes. You know, in a few seconds we will, but not right now. Also, shout out to Good Times. You know, I got to keep on shouting them out. That's it. They got me out here sweating, you know what I'm saying, like I'm back in the days. But it's not Black History Month, so I'm not going to talk about that right there. Filmmakers Carlton Wade and Andrew Steppens released The Takeover, a documentary on the rise of Southern hip-hop. So just a lot of good stuff on here. mp3wax.com, make sure you go to site, man. They're doing it. You know, they really are making moves, shaking the movement. So if you haven't, and if you're an independent artist and you really need to get your promotional game up, go to mp3wax.com. They got it, man. I'm telling you. They definitely got it. So now that I got out of dogs, now that I'm speaking Spanish. Now that we got that all out the way, let's see Miss Lala. Introduce yourself, Miss Lady.
Hi. You are doing exceptionally well. You got all that out really well. For those that don't know me, I go by the name of Lala, L-A-L-A-H. I'm Miami's pop sis. I rap, I sing, I dance, I entertain. And that's me in a nutshell.
I gotta take you back. You know, I gotta do it. Like, okay, let's go back to the future. And it's really back to the past, but I'm gonna say back to the future because that was a movie I just thought about and I just let it go. So, on that note, let's rewind. Like a DJ, scratching up. Do you remember when I seen you at the My City Monday? You remember
yes.
that about 4 or 5 months ago down here in Orlando?
Yes.
I know you come here a lot.
It seems like so long ago.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. So when you're performing, I usually ask this question at the end, but I'm gonna ask it right. I'm gonna ask it right now. AX, not ASK. You know, we gonna do it like that.
Oh,
right,
okay. You gonna ask? Okay, come on.
It is Nothing Nice Radio. So, you performing, you turning up. What can people expect? I know what to expect. I'm gonna get my little comment in a few minutes. But what can people expect when they come to your live shows?
My live shows, they're energetic. That's all.
Right.
That's pretty much like that's the number one word for it. Energetic, it's entertaining. You know, it's really patient and
right.
Yeah, that's about it. All three of those, that's a huge,
okay,
a huge thing, especially the rapping and dance.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. How do you think the state of hip hop is right now? You know what I'm saying? All over, because you know, I'm originally from, you know, New York and everything. I travel
right.
a lot of different places, and me, I'm very, like, as a DJ, this is just me, I'm not gonna say all DJs, but as a DJ, I'm very open minded when it comes to music. You know what I mean? All
right.
types of music. I mean, so what's your view on the state of hip hop right now? And then I'm gonna get into that NWA. I haven't seen the movie, still haven't seen it yet, but we're gonna get into that in a few seconds also. So how do you feel about the state of music? How it is? How it's going? You know, is it more pop that's going now? Because I know you do, you know, a lot of different types of genres of music too. You know, we're gonna talk about
right.
that B.I.G. in a minute. So,
right.
You know, how do you what do you feel the state of music is right now overall?
Overall, musically, you
yeah.
know, I think it's in that we're in that evolving stage. Like
right.
we went from the early 90s, they had their stage, then we went to the 2000s where we went through that little stage, and now we're kind of, I feel like this is the time where it's like a new sound trying to be created with a mixture
right.
of the 90s and the 2000s, which is absolutely fine because it was great music back then. So I think it's
right.
we're right in the baby steps of everything. So right now it's kind of like trial and error type stuff. That's why they say, you know, social media is such a huge thing when it comes to, you know, one's artistry because, you know, we're trying this stuff out. This is a new era of social media. So it's like a revolving door that's going right now. That's my opinion on it.
Okay, now let me ask you this too. Why you said that about the way, because I just heard it. I heard a key word in my mind. You might not have said
mm-hmm.
it directly, but technology, the way technology is right now.
Right.
You feel that artists don't need a record label, a major record label?
You know
to
what?
Be successful?
It's not
to be
really
shown,
it's
to be
not
shows,
really
to,
needed. It's not mandatory
okay.
needed, but
okay.
just to feel classic and feel that vibe and that greatness of how, you know, those who were with major record labels back in the days, they
right.
were very successful. You know, when you got to a major label, that meant that you were, like, top-notch on top of the world. I think it's an experience in itself that, you know, we all could possibly get to, but it's not a mandatory to all be signed to be successful artists and be big as the next person.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, since you said that. See, you keep on giving me more and more questions, you know, away from the questions I already have. So let me ask
yeah.
you this. I'm like, you know, I want you to use your brain. That's what you're telling me. Huh? Okay, I'm going to use my brain. I'll do that. But what is your dream tour? And where, like, who, like, as far as the people-wise, like, it can be any genre of music, dead or alive. It can be, you know, anywhere, Paris, and you just want to tour there, like, for instance, 6 months. I'll say a 6 month tour with, let me see, how many people I don't go out there? Give me about five different people, you know, that you can go on tour with.
Five?
That you would want to tour. Yeah, give me five. Give me about five.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got to get some of that.
Number one, I'll say Andre 3000, or OutKast in itself.
Okay.
Definitely would say Beyonce, of course, you can't leave her out.
Okay.
I would
hearing
say Chris
okay.
Brown.
Okay.
Let's go. Usher.
Okay.
Who else? Oh, no. There's one more. I want to call them out. Oh, no. Number five. T-Pain.
Okay.
Me, the energy that'll come out of those concerts will be, like, mind-boggling.
on that too. Have you seen the Straight Outta Compton? I call it NWA because that's what Don't Know Them Boys is at. You know what I'm saying? But have you seen the movie Straight Outta Compton? You have to, man.
I have not. I'm gonna try to go tomorrow. I promise. I gotta clear out the schedule. I gotta see it. I heard it's amazing.
But obviously, you know about the NWA, right? You know, kind of right. Story about them. So, let me ask you this. Do I want to do that? I do. I'm not, because my mom always called me the devil's advocate, so I got to do that sometimes. So I will say this. I'm sorry, y'all. This is nothing like radio. I have to do it. I'm sorry. I have to do it. So,
you're good. Come on.
I am. So out of all the crew that was in, I'm going to say NWA, because that's what I say, from Dre to Eazy-E, all of them. Besides, I have to say this. Besides Dr. Dre,
uh-huh.
Who you work with in that group, and Ice Cube. I got to make you dig a little bit.
Besides those two? I mean, Eazy gone. We can't even work with Eazy.
Hypothetically speaking, though, I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Hypothetically speaking, it has to be Eazy. If it's not you or a Drake.
I had to throw that in there because you know why? I knew that would be the only option that you was gonna say, but I had to throw it in there because usually people be like, oh man, Drake. No, we're not gonna give you nothing easy over here. We're not giving nothing easy. Okay, man, I'm gonna leave you alone on that. I gotta have you rolling before you get out of here. You know what I'm saying? You ain't laughing. You ain't having a good time. You feel what I'm saying?
That's true.
So,
sorry.
For real. You know, I'd rather have you laughing than crying. Because if I had to cry my family get up, I think you're gonna have some boys sent after me. You know what I'm saying? I can't have that.
They listening.
I'm just saying. I gotta throw that out there. You know what I'm saying? Because listen, I'm gonna tell everybody who's tuning in right now. Don't think that people don't have other people that's protecting them. That's all I'm gonna say. You know what I mean? I mean, and not in a bad way. You know what I'm saying? Especially as a female, in the industry, people always have people that watch them. And even if they're not in the city, in the area, they always got people watching. You know what I mean? So
right.
I just want to let the people know, what I know. So they'll be like, oh, okay, he's a smart gentleman. I'm like, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Then we got them goals in the bag. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, you see, I'm gonna see if you heard this on Facebook. It goes, hell to the no.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's what it is. We don't get no hell to the no episodes over here. You feel me? You gotta be real. You gotta be straight up. But let's talk about that B.I.G., man. I'm gonna make you laugh. Let's talk about that B.I.G. single. You know what I'm saying? I got it in my CD deck right now, and I did say CD deck because I haven't put my UBS joint in here yet, and I'm just waiting.
Yes,
but,
CDs. They're still here.
Yeah. For now. But go ahead and talk about that B.I.G. song, that single.
B.I.G. is one of those records. It's such a women empowerment record. It's definitely, it's self-explanatory throughout the whole record, but it's definitely just stating that, with my crew, with my girls, with my dancers, with my weird chicks, and, we come in, we strut in, and we could be at a party, we could be at a mall, we could be at a club. When we come, center of attention. And it's basically B.I.G. means booty B.I.G. Like saying it's fan big-headed, but that booty big, too. So it's kind of like it's a fun record. It's a definitely fun record. It's one of those things where you're getting dressed, getting ready to go out, and you throw it on. You're like, listen, I'm getting ready to kill the game tonight.
Okay. So me as a dude, then I can't say the booty because I want my booty to be happy. I want maybe my chest kind of swollen. Can I be like my chest is swollen? B.I.G. Can I use that? Can I use it on that?
That's a good one. You can do that.
Can I do that? I gotta have your permission.
You can do that. I give you permission. You get it. You can do it.
Okay. Thank you. Y'all heard it, right? I'd be like, yes. Thank you.
I said that chest big too. We're trying to get in there.
Cause since I'm down here recently relocating to Orlando, it seems like everybody's just huge, man. Everybody's large and charged, and I'm like, man, what's going on? Is it epidemic in the food? Is that
Florida war?
I see. I was like, man, I wish I'm like this. I wish my mom would have married somebody from Florida, so I could have been. I could be like 6'5". You know what I'm saying? 250. I could have been in the NFL, but you know, no, I'm 5'8", 200, and a DJ. So I mean, you know, it is what it is.
You good? That's still a great life. That's a great life right there.
I mean, you know, it's okay. All right, talk about that. The Pretty on the Other Side is definitely available. Can you give us what to expect with the Pretty on the Other Side? And also talk about your professional trend, you being a professional trained dancer, songwriter, yeah. And you know, talk about that stuff, because I really want to let, you know, the people that's tuning in know, you know, the seriousness of the passion that you have. You know what I mean?
It's, right.
When they come at you, you know, you have a lot of things, you know, that's positive. You know, especially for young women. I'm not gonna say that. That's the devil's advocate. I was about to say something, but I'm not gonna say that. But for the young women and even young men that want to be, even young men that want to be, you know, choreographers and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody deserves a chance to be whatever, and they have a chance to go wherever they want to if they put their mind to
it. Right.
So just talk about that and talk about some of the things that you live by to just help you sustain. You know what I'm saying? And make it through this industry. And because I know you have some days that be like, everybody has the down days. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some of the key foods that you use. You know, just talk about all that in a nutshell. I know I'm throwing a lot at you.
In a nutshell.
No, for time.
I'm throwing it.
Yeah, that's controversial.
But Pretty on the Other Side, that's my EP. It was definitely a project that I said, you know what? Let me get a full body of work. It's a body of work for me, and I definitely am proud of myself for getting this project done, because that was the first original project that I've ever done. It definitely gave a side of everything that you can possibly have from me as of now, because there's always room for growth. It's available for download at audiomac.com/artist/LALAH. And just check it out and follow me on Instagram, LALAH Music, everything. But when it comes to me being a professionally trained backup dancer, I didn't have the story, or I don't have the story of being like a dancer since childhood. Like I was just gymnastics. I was just, you know, a normal child, only child to my soul reserve. And I ended up getting into the Dance Nightmare program in high school, and it took from there. I was on the dance line 3 years out of my 4 years of high school. And from there on, once I graduated, I started dancing, doing little gigs, and that's when I fell into music in 2008. After 2008, being in music up until about 2012, you know, everybody has their little times where they're like, okay, I'm trying this, different sounds, building my sound, figuring out who Lala is as an artist. And in between that time, I got presented with an opportunity to be a backup dancer for Florida. So once we did that, we jumped on. We did a tour. We did WrestleMania. It was a great, great, great time. And from there on, I jumped back into music and, you know, went full focus at that and making sure I build my craft, because being around Florida, he was probably the biggest artist I've ever been with that, you know, actually in it now, actually can show a template for artists as myself coming out of Miami, you know, out of the same area, and seeing how you can completely go left and you can really actually make it in this game. So watching him, it gave me a lot of inspiration. Like I broke down at one of the last shows, and I'm kind of like, listen, this is greatness. Like to see how fans are like gravitating towards him, you know, the type of love that you get from people that don't even know you and they just love your music. So it definitely showed me a whole nother, another level of music rather than just being here back home in Miami, you know, locally. So it definitely gave me that drive to become better and be a better artist, build my craft, build my sound. And I'm still doing that to this day, but it's definitely one of those things where, like you say, days do get hard. It does get discouraging sometimes. You know, man, we all go through it as humans in any industry, any career. It gets discouraging at times because we're not all perfect. So I would say my advice to those who are, you know, trying to push forward at something, at their dreams in general, I don't want to minimize it to just music, but it's definitely one of those things. Like if it's for you, it will be for you. If you feel like in your heart you're going to be great at it, go for it. Be great at it. Think to yourself, I am great. Be humble about
right.
it. But say, I am great. I'm
right.
going to continue to be great. I'm going to be amazing one day. And then that's just the mind state that I'm in right now, and that's really important, especially now I'm going to minimize it to an independent artist, a recording
right.
artist, because you have to be your own fan, basically. Like, you have
right.
to step outside of yourself. You have to, you do make your records because you like what you want to hear. But you have to step
right.
outside of yourself, and you have to say, you know what, this is going to be great. Some people may like it. Some people may not like it. Some people might say you
right.
rap off beat. Some people might say you rap too fast, you rap too slow. It's all about
right.
you. Stick to your craft
right.
because nowadays, like this industry, I feel like a lot of folks can probably make it.
Right.
Would have the talent of the next person. So at the end of the day, definitely keep pushing forward. Nothing is impossible. Nothing. Even if you have to stay independent, major labels aren't a demand right now for artists at all. So that's my
right.
thing right now in a nutshell.
Okay.
I try to
oh, now you
got to
use my word. You got to use my word in a nutshell, huh?
Okay.
That's okay. I like how you switch it up. I like how you switch it up. It's all good. It's all good. You know, that's not my word. I didn't patent it. You can go ahead. Just like you said, I can use the idea for my arms. The same thing. I appreciate that.
We did a swap. Cool.
Yeah, we can swap it out. Yeah, let's swap it out. Listen, today you drive the Bentley. You know what I'm saying? And I'll take the plane, the private plane, and tomorrow you take the private plane, and I'll get the bill.
Right.
That's how we.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We're
gonna
set that
up. We just fuck that. We'll definitely swap it out. I'm gonna give a special shout out to Miss Misha too on your team over there, because she's working hard over there. You know, back and forth,
yeah.
and, you know, getting you on yourself. You know, I like to always definitely like the people from behind the scenes. They're the ones that deserve the most credit to me. You know, shout out to my PR while I'm talking on, you know, on this run, Miss Liz. I know hopefully you're tuning in. If you're not, you know, just when you hear the recording, I appreciate you. You know, if there's anything else you want to either, you know, talk about or, you know, discuss right now as far as booking shows coming up, future videos, whenever you come back to Orlando, you know, or whatever, just, you know, feel free right now. Go ahead and talk about it.
Well, I do have a concert coming up this Saturday. That's 2 days from now.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 days from now, we're doing a BU Back to School concert. It's with Cheddar the Connect, Mr. Flick of the Wrist, myself, Brianna Perry, Tanier, and several other great artists down here that I'm probably trying to remember everybody's name right now. It's such a
it's
great roster.
It's all good.
But it's going to be a great show. I honestly feel like it's going to be a great show, down for excluding myself. It's really going to be
right.
a great show, and I definitely big ups to Toonvox and Young World Management for definitely putting this show together, because they're going so hard at the promotions and everything. I just rode past a billboard going north on I-95 and saw myself, and I was like, hold on, that's me. And so they're going super hard for this show. So it's definitely a great thing that if those who are in South Florida, in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, go ahead and get the tickets at Ticketmaster.com and come on out, and we're going to have a great time, and it's all ages, so you can bring the kiddies and we can just have a great time together. But when it comes to the new projects and everything that I'm working on, definitely still in the works. We're going right now for singles really, really heavy and hard, because that's the next
right.
thing or the next step in my career is having one of those
right.
singles of saying, yes, we can ready to take it and we can ready to take off with it. So that's my next
no
thing. Of course, videos, you know, visuals, making sure we stay on top of rehearsal. Shouts out to my weird chicks, my dance. They are amazing. But I tell you, they go so hard in rehearsals that we'll never figure that we'll make it to shows how hard we go. We'll just pass out before the show. But we definitely, it's just everything is a work in progress. A work in progress.
Hey,
so,
if that's the work, I want to say this, though. I know I'm going to let you finish. But if that's a work in progress, and what I've seen from My City Monday, shout out to My City Monday, you know, .com. If that's a work in progress, I need to see what the real concert is. I'd be like, man, listen, let me lay down, because y'all making me tired. Jeez, man. I'm like, y'all be getting it. Y'all get it in. Listen, y'all, whoever tune in, they get it in. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had to. I had
Thank
to, because, man.
Thank you. You know what? I'm waiting on that day where I get that call and say I can do a whole 30 minute or 45 minute set. I don't know what I'm gonna do with myself. I might lay out on the floor with you and just be like, I don't know.
You listen. I don't know. You might I think that's the time you're gonna take out to do about 100 cartwheels in a row. You know, because I think you could do that. I think you could. You know, I think you could probably do that. You know, I'll probably jump in with you with like five of them, and I'll stop. I'll be like, yeah, go ahead, you got it. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably hit you because I'm building my endurance stuff now. You know, I'm building my endurance. I get a couple of jumpy jacks in there, and then I'll be like, listen, hold on, Lala, go ahead, do it. You got it. You got it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just do it like that. You feel me? but I'm not gonna hold you on the phone long. Hey, look, though, I gotta say this. I have to say this real quick. Higher power, forgive me, please, because I know you know I'm not trying to go down. But you know, I'll be like, you know how you have the asthma pumps and junk like that. You have that little, I'll be doing that. I'll be like, Lala, go ahead. Yeah, I'll be doing that. That'd be me. That would be me. That would definitely be me. Right,
you better calm your down.
I'm just saying, you know, have a little, you know, the little mask they be having, you know what I'm saying, with the little breath thing, like, sounding like Darth Vader.
Your pump.
All right, I'm your father. Yeah, nothing nice radio, man. Miss Lala right here, killing. That's how we do, man. That's how we do. So, Miss Lala, I appreciate you being on the call, man. Looking forward to hearing more great things from you. Keep on grinding, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But go ahead and give out your booking information one more time before we let you get out of here.
But thank you. Thank you for having me. But booking information is wewantlala@gmail.com. We want WEWANTLALAH. Anytime you want to find me, make sure you add the H at the end. I'm not Layla Hathaway. It's just Lala. So if you want to follow me on Instagram.
Or Wawa. Not Wawa either.
Oh,
go ahead.
Not Wawa.
Yeah, you know, Wawa's down here.
Or
Wawa.
Allah.
Definitely Allah.
Wants to do.
Okay.
No, not Allah. But
go ahead.
Definitely follow me on Instagram. Lala Music, LALAH Music. Twitter, same thing. I'm on pretty much SoundCloud, Reverb Nation. I don't know, all of the sites that you could possibly find, type in Lala, LALAH, or We Want Lala, and you will find me. All right.
That's definitely what's up. And once again, thank you for appreciating it. You know, that's Miss Lala right there, you know what I'm saying, doing what she do. Nothing Nice Radio, your boy DJ Nothing Nice. We appreciate everybody for tuning in right now. If you want your exclusive interviews on Nothing Nice Radio, make sure you hit up my PR, Miss Liz, at L3 CEO Promotions. Let me slow down a little bit while I'm doing this promotional stuff. Shout out to MP3 Wax, BNC Music Group. Shout out to Good Time Cigarellos, Logo Lens. I'm not going to leave y'all out. Thank you for sponsoring me with all my glasses. I appreciate it. You know, everybody's like, hey, you got glasses on every day. Yes, it's because of you. I appreciate that. You already know what it is. And everybody that's tuning in every day, man, stay committed, stay consistent, and have communication in everything that you do, and you will succeed. And we're going to get out of here. Miss Lala, we out of here. Appreciate it one more time. You know.
No problem.
And we're going to say peace. We out, man.
Peace.